Good morning, Audio Boo. It's Monday morning. It's cold and the traffic is crawling. Had the first sprinkle of snow this morning on the car, and it's a bit of sort of sleety, slushy, horrible stuff. Seems to have dried up now on the way to Leeds, but the traffic is crawling. I've only gone 15 miles. Should usually expect to be nearly in Leeds by now, but hey ho, this is winter. Just been listening to Audio Booze and catching up. I must say, at Nissapod, I'm really enjoying your 12 Days of Buffy. I've been a big fan of Buffy since watching it the first time around, and we've rewatched it a couple of years ago, and thinking about doing it again. But we've got a lot of telly and series that we want to watch, so it'll happen at some point. But so we're watching Breaking Bad at the moment, and then we really need to go back to The Wire at some point, and other things I want to see. Too much good stuff, too little time. But season one of Buffy, I'm interested to see how it holds up. I mean, I remember there were some very generic Monster of the Week type episodes. But it sounds like it's better in retrospect. I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts on the rest of it. There was something else I was going to talk about. Oh, yeah, go with The Archers. I've just been listening to last night's Archers. I think Pat's been hit with the stupid stick. It's her turn, or what was the other expression? She's been given the idiot ball. This whole business of John's possible son from his fling with Sharon 13 years ago. I can't believe Pat is being so stupid as to rake it all up when she sees the effect that it's having on everybody else in the family, who are telling her it's a very bad idea to go stirring things up. On the basis of one photo, possibly, and the dates, possibly. It's traumatising Helen, it's upsetting Tom, I don't think that Tony is particularly happy about it either. But has nobody thought about the effect on the boy Rich and his family? You know, he's got a dad and a mum and a settled family life. It's no place of Pat's to go and stir that up. John may have been his biological father, but, you know, that matters very little in the grand scheme of things. Maybe when he's 18 he might want to know, but there's no need for him to know and be disrupted now, at this point. You know, it's seems cut and dry to me, but I can't believe Pat is being so irrationally stupid about it. And I'll give my prediction as well. Just listen to last night's episode. So I'm predicting that Jim will fall off the ladder when trying to fix Christine's Christmas lights, and end up with a broken leg or a broken arm, requiring to be looked after by Christine again. So it'll give me an excuse to continue getting his feet under the table, so to speak. But I am enjoying that storyline. That's a nice, gentle, non-stupid storyline for once. What else was I going to say? Full Bridles, and that's another telly series. Really enjoying that. We're two episodes behind at the moment. We've got episode 5 and 6 to watch. I'm thinking this series is moving a lot quicker than series one, but it's enjoyable all the same. Lund is a fantastic character. I love her sort of insights into crime situations. I know it's just really a police procedural when you get down to it, but it's done so stylishly and interestingly, and mixed in with the political.